James Maiden, Chief of Communication for UNICEF in South Sudan, says more than 2.8 children are missing school as a result of flooding and other shocks being experienced, such as conflict and hunger.
The ongoing flooding and climatic shocks in South Sudan are having great impact on children's education and welfare across the country. It's estimated that as of October, over 870 schools have been impacted this year by the flooding across various states in South Sudan.
Several schools are holding classes under the trees across the country after flooding submerged buildings or structures collapsed completely, either from flooding or from damage that occurred during the ongoing violence, according to UNICEF. Maiden says the UN Children's Agency is responding to the education crisis in South Sudan caused by flooding,
including the provision of temporary learning spaces for flood-affected communities, school materials and school-in-a-box to provide crucial materials and learning supplies for students, back to school and promotion of education campaigns, as well as capacitating and training teachers in learner welfare and safety.
Maiden says the funding available does not match the large number of children who are impacted by widespread flooding across South Sudan. In Jur River County of Western Bahr El Ghazali State, authorities say thousands of school-age children are missing school after flooding destroyed schools in the area. Jur River County Commissioner James Buck Nyuo says more than 3,500 children are unable to attend classes after their schools were deluged with water.
The schools that have been collapsed are about five schools in Marialbai and two in Wanbai. That makes total of seven. Then in the Wau East, Jur River East County, Jur River East, there are one in Mapel, that is our primary school. The wind came and broken the roofing. In the northern part of the county, in Udichi and Kangi, there are roofing that has been collapsed. So the two schools, to make total of 11 schools in Jur River County.
Nyuo says flooding has continued for three straight months in Jur River County. He says he worries children will give up and drop out, something he says will increase the rate of early marriages.
The dropout of the children, especially the girls, it will be higher next year because other children don't like to maybe sit under the trees. And also, it will discourage the children not to join the school, not to continue with the education.
Commissioner Nyuo says he has asked teachers to continue class instructions under trees on higher ground where people have relocated, but adds that is now impossible due to heavy rain.
The Ministry of Education have already distributed the textbooks, and the blackboards have been already, about 280 blackboards have been has already been distributed to all the schools in Jur River. The most challenges about the host communities are they are lacking where when the houses have been collapsed. So they lack plastic sheets and shelters around where they are now. So my request to all partners who are supporting in Jur River, so they should have to see and arrange with the plastic sheets and help them so that the children can have a place where they can settle.
Nicholas Samuel, Western Bahr El Ghazal Minister for Information and Communications, says the government is aware of continued flooding in Jur River and Raja counties and other parts of the state and has formed a task force to assess the needs of affected people.
There is a committee formed to see the flooding problem. But there is also a committee of disaster risk management in the state. It also falls under our mandate, but we are also organizing ourselves. But for those who are affected with the flood, our partners in the UN are working to save them with non-food items and other necessary support like shelter.
UNICEF says a little over 2,000 schools are operating under trees across South Sudan due to flooding and other reasons. According to a recent report by the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, or OCHA, the extensive flooding, high levels of food insecurity, violence, and disease outbreak continued to impact South Sudanese in September. Findings from rapid needs assessments indicate that over 900,000 people were affected by floods and torrential rains in 22 counties and the Abyei administrative area as of the end of September. OCHA says the number of people affected is expected to rise as the rains continue. It said people in northern Varel Gezal, Warap, Unity, and western Equatorial states have been the worst affected. The agency says floods have destroyed homes, schools, and health facilities, water sources, crop fields, pasture, and restricted trade routes as roads have become impassable. For VOA News, I am Ding Gai Ding in Bor.